Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Aylin, and I am sick. So, I sipped on 2 cups of tea. The first cup was ginger and lemon tea. The second cup was green tea with a little bit of lemon and some sugar. I tried to use more honey, but honey be going so quick. So let me tell you, all right, so I remember looking at the weather. That's when it comes down to like the news and stuff. I don't watch the news. I just want to see what the weather is like, and that's about it. Because I mean, the news do be having some positive stuff going on, but it just be the mixture of like just so much, you know, it's a lot on the brain. So they said that it was going to be, the weather was going to drop this week. So I'm like, okay, bet it's going to drop this week. Let me tell you, the next day, the weather dropped. And I was like, oh, wow, really? So, you know, when you sleep, you can feel like, you can feel the temperature drop when you sleep. Because you're like, dang, it's cold. Let me go get a blanket and stuff. So me, I already sleep under the blankets that I got. Because I started to use the blankets that I got from Curl Fest. They were giving out free blankets and stuff. They were giving out so much free stuff. Like, that was an experience. So I got 2 blankets from Curl Fest. Okay, them blankets are so warm. Like, they're not that long. Even for my short self, they're not that long. So that's why I'm glad I have 2, because I just put 1 at my feet. I put 1, you know, to cover up my head, because I don't have a face mask and I don't like the sunlight to be all up in my eyes and stuff. I like to wake up naturally. Wait, I think that is naturally. I like to wake up when the sun is shining, but the time that I wake up, the sun is not out yet. So I like to cover my face, you know, especially if I sleep during the day. So I was like, okay, it was cold. The temperature dropped. Then it started to rain. That's what pissed me off. I think that's what got me sick, is when it started to rain. So I'm like, damn. Because all I had on was a hoodie. I had on a shirt underneath my hoodie. My hoodie did not have a hood, but I had on my bonnet. I had on leggings and my Uggs. I'm thinking to myself, like, what? It was freezing rain. Oh my gosh, it was horrible. The wind was blowing. I was dumb cold. So I'm like, I said to myself, like, bro, I hope I don't get sick. And the sickness was like, so I have a sore throat. I just been vitamin C, and it's horrible because I work at night. That's when it gets cold, especially since like the temperature drops and it gets dark quick. So I'm like, dang, I'm ready for bed. But I invested in more outdoor protection for myself. I've invested in more protection for myself, like as far as like a face mask, you know, to protect my face from the wind and stuff, because the wind will suck all the moisture out of my face. So I be oiled and shea buttered down, and it has my skin looking crazy. So I wear a face mask, you know, I do layers. I started to wear undershirts, and then I wear leggings, pants, and you know, socks. You know, I just keep wearing shoes and stuff. So I dress in layers. I'm about to go get me another coat. I'm about to go get me and my daughter a bigger winter coat. Because I'm like, they are not playing out here. And then watch how next week in Georgia is going to be like 84 degrees. And it's going to be hot. The sun is going to be shining. All that stuff. Listen. As long as I prepared for those cold days, that's all that matters. Also, I was out because I also had to go to the grocery store. So it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going grocery shopping because I'm like, today I want to make this, you know, I want to make some soup. That's what I've been eating for the past 2 weeks, is soup. I got my protein, which is the ground beef, the beans. I got my vegetables, the tomato, onions, the green beans. And I got my starch, which is, I said potatoes for vegetables. Potatoes are starches. But for my starches, I have potato and corn. So I'm like, okay, I got all the stuff that I need. And that's just what I've been eating is soup. Of course, I have regular breakfast. But I'm talking about that's all I've been eating is soup. That's the best thing to eat around this time anyway, because it's just nice and warm. And you just have to throw everything in a pot and call it a day. I need to invest in a big crock pot, because my little crock pot don't be doing nothing. I can only make small things with it. So yeah, so I just been eating this soup and stuff. And like, I just been in a good mood. Because I don't have all that heavy food, pork chops. I don't have all that pork chops and stuff. And one thing I did the other day, and I'm so proud of myself, because I used to eat wings all the time. I had wings the other day, and it was like, because you know, when you have something all the time, like, you don't appreciate it. So I've been so busy running around and stuff, I hadn't been having time to really stop at a wing place, or a good wing place, and get some wings, because I'd be running around so much. So I got some wings, and I was just taking my time with every single one of them, showing them all some attention. You know, I was dusting the seasoning off my fries slowly, just taking my time, you know, letting them know that I'm here and stuff. Oh my God. And to be honest, one thing I dislike, I feel like these wing places, their sauce is getting smaller and smaller and smaller by the cup. She was like, you want ranch or blue cheese? I said, I want blue cheese. A little cup of blue cheese. What am I going to do with this? Like, what am I going to do with this? But the wings were good, though. I've been trying different flavors besides hot wings. Bougie. Speaking of, you know, appreciating things, I want to shout out to all the stores out there that are slept on. I'm not talking about no TJ Maxx, what you doing, man? I'm talking about like Ross's and Rose's, because that's where I'm about to, like, after this, I'm about to go ahead to Rose's and get my daughter some shoes and get some sewing material, get another can opener, because for some reason, we constantly break up can openers around here. So shout out to them stores that I slept on. Like, I go inside these stores, they be so empty, because like, they're so empty as far as like people. It's just me, the workers, just talking to each other, and like, it don't be nobody in the store but me and probably like another customer. And I'm like, dang, this store got a lot of stuff in it. It's like, you know, where the people at? I also think about the locations though. And because most people, when they see these stores, they're like, I doubt this store is going to have anything. Listen, they got a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I'm about to just, because I have a certain color theme in my bathroom, but I'm about to give me some new rugs. All right. I'm about to give me some sewing stuff. Like I said, I talked about a can opener and stuff. They just had so much stuff in there. Like, I actually took pictures of the stuff. I'm like, I'm coming back to get this. So, like, shout out to all the stores that are slept on and stuff. Also, I want to, like I said, Candle Day is coming up. And because I know when I went into Bath & Body Works, I was like, you know, when did y'all sell on candles and stuff? And they told me, because they got some nice candles. Like, most of them, I like to burn candles at night just to set the mood, you know, because I'm relaxed. It's nighttime, I'm relaxing. Or I like to burn candles when I'm taking a shower, because, you know, just the steam and like the smell from the candle, and then on top of that, my body wash, just all that. I just like the vibe, basically. That's when the blessings come in. But yes, I like to burn candles at night, because like I said, it's a vibe, especially when you're just relaxing with a blanket, you're either watching TV or like you're reading a book. That's what I'm gonna start doing, reading a book at night before I go to sleep. You know, put some good, you know, just have some things to think about. So there's been a lot of articles like on Facebook, my people that are on my Facebook timeline, they like to share articles, you know, focused on small businesses and stuff. You know, you always got to shout out small businesses because they're small. So, you know, not a lot of people are talking about them, or they are talking about them, But it's not being talked about across all platforms and stuff. So I came across a woman. She has a candle business. And first of all, I like the smell combinations. But she has a candle business called Posh Candles Co. Her name is Tay Watts. So Miss Watts has this candle business. And the thing about her candle business is that she has not only good smelling combinations, because I read some of the ingredients and I'm like, oh, this is nice. This is nice. But she also has inspirational words written across them, or just, it's different. And when I say different, like, you know, other candles, it just be a candle in the glass. Hers, they got Bad and Bougie. They have Dear Book Reader. Oh, Book Hoarder. My bad. Dear Book Hoarder. It have Create, Hustle, Repeat. And she has a set. I'm going to get the set. She has a set. Self-love trio. So, one of the candles is called Allergic to the Bullshit. It's a lemon and lavender. It's a lemon and lavender scent. Another one is called Money Bag, which is amber and coconut. My favorite smell combination. Then she has Fuck Boy Repellent. And this one is Vanilla Citronella, providing a pleasant yet practical smell designed to reduce unpleasant indoor and outdoor nastiness like fuckboys. And her candle's vegan, hand poured in small batches. When they did the interview, they were like, how many employees does she have? She said, I only got one. And then she was talking about the future of her business. And she was just like, you know, I want a headquarters. I want more employees. I want to roll out some. Hold on, let me read it. So it's like, where do you see yourself, your company, in 5 to 10 years? Like I said, headquarters, several employees, and shipping all over the world. Because with a lot of businesses, to me, listen, when I was selling stuff on eBay, there would be, but the shipping would be like almost $15. So I'm like, oh, wow. So that's why a lot of businesses don't do international shipping. Or if they do international shipping, it's a lot of money, because, you know, everybody has to get their money. But there's a lot of people in other countries that want to, you know, purchase from the brands and stuff, but they can't because, you know, they don't offer international, especially when you're a small business who has this creative idea. You know, with me, even within America, like, when I do buy from very, very small businesses, the shipping still do be a lot, though. Even if the person is in Atlanta too, I still have to pay like almost $12 for shipping. I don't know what that is. You know, yes, I'm a type of person that complains about shipping. It's like, I rather, but, I complain about shipping because sometimes shipping do be excessive. I know I wanted to buy some hair to do Passion Twist, and they wanted like almost $40 in shipping and stuff, because I think it's coming from another country, and I believe because it's the type of hair that you need to do Passion Twist or Spring Twist or whatever style it was. But when it comes to like Atlanta-based businesses, I'd rather just go to an event that they're at and buy the product instead of ordering it offline, because just because of the shipping note, like, girl, like, you live 10 minutes down the street from me. Why? Why am I paying so much? So that's what I do with Georgia-based businesses. But for other businesses, you know, I could kind of see it as well, especially like with California. When you buy stuff from Fashion Nova, if you have to, like, you're better off keeping it and try to resell it than actually shipping it back to them, because it's going to cost you more. And then, you know, it's going to take a couple days to process your money and whatnot. And to be honest, you end up losing money. Because when I tried to ship something back to the ass, they wanted $13. And I was like, oh, no. So with Posh Candles, she says, fully systemized so it runs without me. So she wants to grow her business to where, you know, her business is doing what it's supposed to do, even when she's not, you know, down there putting her stuff together. And she said she sees herself competing with larger brands in the industry. I do want to see her. I feel as though, like, everything's so digital. So, like, more people are, like, buying stuff online and, like, actually going to stores and stuff. But I can see her in stores. I can see her, like, not in the mall. Even though there's nothing wrong with having a store in the mall. But I can see her, like, having her own little section in a plaza with other stores. Or her, I try not to bring up partnership and stuff, because, you know, I like people to be independent. But I can see her having her own little section next to just something related to it. So that's what I wanted to, you know, as a business major. But it's one quote that I like. She's like, "I'm okay with passing up opportunities just for peace of mind. I always operate in faith that something bigger and better is coming my way." And I needed that. I definitely needed that. Because I've been paying attention to the stars and the moon. Just kidding. But, you know, I was hearing people talk about the Mercury retrograde. You know, people talking about cards. And that's another thing. She sells incense. And I was like, hey. But a quote, I do need that quote, though. You know, passing up opportunities just for peace of mind. And having faith that something bigger and better is going to come. That's when the blessings come in. So I want to talk about some toxic traits. Because lately, because sometimes I sit back and think about stuff. I try not to overthink. But you know, it's good. Sometimes it's a reason why that thought is in the back of your mind. So my toxic trait is doing stuff for people knowing that they will not do the same back for me. And my other toxic trait, this mostly comes down to relationships, but it's like my relationships with men and my relationships within my friends and family as well. If I don't feel like a priority, like, I used to act funny, but like me, I don't act funny no more because I done grew up. So if I don't feel like a priority, I will kind of fall back. Or I'll kind of disappear. So let's talk about these toxic traits. Because like I said, if I don't feel like a priority, I disappear. Now, like I said, this happens when it comes down to relationships, because I don't know. The whole priority, to be honest, I'm just a spoiled woman. I'm spoiled because, like, it's mostly an attention thing with me when it comes down. Like, I'm trying to think about it. Because I don't want to sound entitled, like, oh, if I don't feel like a priority, even though, like, you know, you don't have to. So, I'm going to do more research on that and then get back to it. But me, it's mostly, like, an attention thing. Like, if you say, like, you fuck with me, you rock with me and stuff, and but you acting funny towards me and, like, all that stuff. I don't know. I'm going to get back to that toxic trait. I'm going to look more into that, though. I think that has more to do with myself than other people. But doing stuff for others that I know they would not do the same. I literally had to face some very, very, very hard situations because I kept doing stuff for people. And, you know, overlooking how they were treating me. Like, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm gonna do that for that person. I'm gonna do that for that person. You know, it's not about wanting something in return. It's not about wanting something in return. And that is true. It's not about wanting something in return. But I literally had to, like, go through some ish to realize, you know what, let me fall back. And I told my therapist this, like, it's so hard for me because I'm such a caring person. And then when I had my child, it made me a little bit more softer. You know, I'm always checking up on people. I'm basically like trying to be a mom to everybody. And it be, like I said, my dad, when I moved out of my dad crib, he was like, you'll see for yourself. So when I moved out, I literally seen for myself. Like people just coming all up in and out my crib and stuff. Like people coming into my crib, saying hey to me and going straight to my kitchen. I literally had to set boundaries, because I know if I walked in somebody else's crib with my shoes on and stuff, they going off of me or whatever. So I literally had to set boundaries. And then when I set the boundaries, they were like they disappeared on me. Like people constantly disappear on me though. I don't need a trip at this point. I'm used to it. But I would do stuff, you know, I would let people over my house. I would let people bring other people over my house. I would let people crash, you know, just basically make my house like their little pit stop. Like if they're having issues with whoever couch they're sleeping on, they're just, oh, as in her crib always open, let me go through and stuff. Or if somebody, like, basically I had to learn when I had my car and, you know, when I was going through my rough times and what time, that's when I had to learn, like, as in, you gotta stop doing stuff for people that wouldn't do the same for you. Because when these same people got cars, they disappeared on me. I don't hear from them. I don't see them and stuff. I literally fell out with people. So, like I said, I'm such a caring person, though. But I literally have to step back, not in a rude way, but I literally have to pull back a little bit. And they're like, oh, you know, every time I'm like, oh, well, let me make sure. And I was like, no, you know what? If they want, they'll ask. You know, I try not to be rude, but I'm like, you're doing too much. I literally have to tell myself, girl, you're doing too much. It's a Pisces thing, all right? We're so caring. We're so loving. Especially, like, when it comes to Rihanna. Like, we're so caring. We're so loving. Rihanna's such a sweet person. That's why people like her. Because Pisces energy, all right? And wasn't we supposed to get some music at the end of the year? Isn't it, what, November the 14th? But Rihanna said that she needed balance. So that's why she hasn't released the album. And a lot of people don't think about it. Like, Rihanna's, like, been, like, when it came to music, she's been putting music out ever since she came out. To prove to people that I'm not just some cute face that's gonna pop from this one song and that's it. So Rihanna came and put her foot in the music industry's ass. And she's like, my nigga, I need a break. And to be honest, if Rihanna stops making music, I'm okay with the last album she puts out. I still play it and stuff because it's real good. It said, Pisces, we support each other. Rihanna is Jamaican. I don't know why. Social media, Twitter actually. Twitter has made Rihanna Jamaican. That's how I put the music on. Twitter has made Rihanna Jamaican. All right. I mean, she is though, cause you know she got her citizenship in Jamaica. Rihanna is a Jamaican citizen. She is her name is Robin Marley. But no, the whole Jamaica is so powerful that they're adopting people from other islands. Yeah, that's how powerful, like, we need powerful people like that in our lives. That's going to come through and adopt us. But nah, that was funny though. Because it just came out of nowhere. And then a person did a whole thread about it. And then like all the West Indian Instagram pages shared that Rihanna was Jamaican. And no, people were actually pissed. They're like, are y'all really doing this right now? I just thought that was so funny. Because it says she got her Jamaican citizen documents in Kingston, according to Twitter. But Rihanna, to be honest, Rihanna be chilling, though. This is a little Rihanna appreciation. Rihanna be chilling. One thing people are starting to do, and I believe I said this in previous episode, like I said, they're starting to question Rihanna's blackness. I don't know. I believe, because I'm starting to see this a lot more when I'm on social media. That's why, you know, it's good to take social media breaks. I'm starting to see this more where a lot of people are questioning people's blackness. Mostly, but of course, mostly because, especially if the person dates outside of their race, of course, I can see people questioning your blackness. It's like, oh, how are you going to be pro-black and not be with a black person? I'm going to get into that in future episodes. But yeah, people are starting to question Rihanna's blackness because she was like, I'm a black woman and my daughter is going to be a black woman. Everybody was like, isn't she dating some XYZ man? How's her daughter going to be a black woman? If anything, because her first of all, her daughter's not even going to look like a black woman. And it's like, oh my goodness. You don't know, first of all, genetics, when it comes to genetics, it's really Russian roulette. Like, there's people out there giving birth to babies with red hair. There's people out there giving birth to black babies with red hair. Come on now. So genetics, you don't know how genetics are going to do. I know a lot of light-skinned people, light-skinned, like, half-black, half-white woman, have a baby by another person of another race, and their child is a little darker. Their child comes out brown skin. So, I mean, yeah, I understand, you know, people talk about the one drop rule and, well, you know, that person is not going to go through the same thing as this person goes through. Like I said, they be questioning in West Indian people. They be like, oh, Caribbean people ain't black. And it's like, then what the hell are we? People in the islands are of African descent. Like I said, I don't know what goes through people's mind. I just keep my distance from that. Cause I just think it's funny. And like I said, Jamaica is powerful. I was reading something about their involvement with a certain market. I can't remember what it was, but I know people were questioning, where it's like, oh, certain group of people are trying to take over the islands, are trying to own the islands and stuff. And then someone was like, don't be fooled. You know, you got to do more research about what's going on. You know, you can't just believe stuff that you see off social media. To be honest, you really can't. And I've never been a person to believe, like, if somebody's like, oh, stop buying your child Gerber because they put, this is what I found in my baby's Gerber rice cereal. And I'm like, because listen, all right. So me, I could crush up some rocks and put it in my bag of chips. And I'd be like, oh, stop eating this brand of chips because I found rocks in it. And I almost choke. Number one, I mean, as a parent, I know that there's a lot of parents that are busy, they're working, they don't have time to be making homemade stuff. To be honest, if you really don't trust, like, what your child is getting out of these grocery stores in the baby section, you're better off making your own food, to be honest. Like, plus, you like with the baby cereal and stuff. Baby cereal don't have no freaking nutritional value. It's just there to fill them up. And I know a debate is going on right now between moms because people are like, don't put cereal in your baby's bottle. Other people are like, there's nothing wrong with that. It helps them sleep. It helps them be full. A lot of babies eat, 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 eat. This is what I have to say, okay? stop giving your baby rice cereal. No, but this is what I have to say, to be honest, though, because I gave my baby rice cereal, but that's when she got older. And, you know, that's when she got older, so she's going, before I transitioned her into solids. So, you know, go from the milk, you know, to the little cereals and stuff, and then into the solids. These people are putting rice cereal in a baby's bottles at 2 months old. 2 months old. A 2 month old is still, a 2 month old is still fresh. Like, why are you putting, to be honest, that's kind of lazy to me. And it's been passed on from generations to generations to where people don't see a problem with it. But I see a problem with it, though, because that develops into, like, unhealthy eating and, you know how people are very sensitive when it comes down to weight and stuff, especially weight in children. They'd be like, oh, kids be having weight and stuff. They'll, you know, once they start running around, they'll slim out. But if you're not a person that lets your child run around, then your child can't slim out. Their weight, they can't lose weight if you're not letting them run around. If you're just throwing the child in front of a TV, your child's not getting no real physical activity. I be seeing kids that be out of breath. You know, a lot of them, their bodies start to change early because, you know, hormones and stuff. But, you know, their bodies start to change because of what they're eating, because, you know, they be putting stuff in this food. So, you trying to figure out why your child has underarm hair at 4 years old. I'm just playing. But no, I know kids that be out of breath. Like, they don't want to play outside. You know, they don't want to do kid stuff. All they want to do is sit in front of them tablets. And like I said, you know, you got to let people raise their kids how they want to raise their kids. But what you're not going to do is try to push it onto others, basically. Because if you look at the bottle that the girl was talking about, it had, first of all, a lot of the stuff in the bottle was not going to blend well anyway, because it was rice cereal, it was milk, and then she was going to put some applesauce in it. That's a nasty ass combination, first of all. Baby gonna be shitting. But you could tell, like, when she, like, because I used to make bottles. I even put on Twitter, I was like, to be honest, I mix fixing bottles up, putting the water and the powder in there, and then putting it in the bottle warmer, and it's just shaking it up, checking the temperature, all that stuff. Sometimes I will have to stir it up real good, because there'll be just clumps of just powder sitting there that didn't blend up. And then that could choke the child as well, especially if you're a person that lets your child lay down and drink their bottle. So that could choke the child if everything is not mixed up properly. Whew, some of the stuff I be seeing be wild, though, when it comes down to kids. And like I said, I'm sick. And the people who don't get sick be the main people who be outside with no jacket on. They be outside in flip-flops. They be outside rolling around in the freaking freezing rain. And I'm like, y'all got some really strong immune systems. Let me have some. How much is it? Let me have some. Jeesh. Like I said, I was talking about Rihanna earlier. And one thing I've always liked is Rihanna's looks that she do. Like, even though she has a stylist, the fact that she be experimenting with her looks, and she's constantly changing her looks. And especially since she has her brand, her Fenty brand, like, she's at more events. Yeah, she's out and about more. And she's doing stuff outside of music. So, you know, she's dressing. Her hair is popping. Even when she gained some thickness, like, the way she's dressing now that she's thicker, I'm like, okay, inspiration, jot that down. Ooh, those pants look nice. I probably could find those at this store. So, you know, experimenting with her looks. And I think that's good because she's still young. And I know for younger girls, a lot of girls do not want to experiment with their look. I don't know why. Because I do hair, right? I be doing hair. Dr. Braids on Instagram. I do hair, and a lot of the hairstyles that I do be braids. It be cornrows and stuff. So, I know when I was younger, like, there'll be girls that would try to make you feel bad for basically wearing your hair different. Like, a lot of girls were, you know, they had their relaxers, they wore their hair straight. And then when everybody started wearing weaves, that's all they were wearing, weaves, or if they were wearing their relaxed hair out. So then you got a girl like me who I be wearing my box braids. But I don't wear my box braids for a fashion statement. I wear my box braids, you know, because I don't feel like doing my hair. So, you know me, I have my box braids in for like weeks. And I know I used to get picked on that. I'm like, oh, you need to change your hairstyle. And I'm like, for what? Like, I'm good. I have shit to do. So my hair needs to stay like this for a couple of months. Or, because I remember this one girl, she was like, oh, I would get this hairstyle, but it just looks childish to me. Bitch, what the fuck? What you mean? Are you putting barrettes and bobos in your hair? Huh? I am so confused. Because there's a lot of more styles that people are doing. And a lot of people are just wearing it. You know, these people do, you know, it's a lot of girls who wear these styles, but they don't keep them in long. Me, I put a style in my head. I'm keeping it in for a good minute. Because it's a protective style. It's protecting my hair and stuff. But, like, don't make people feel bad for not wanting to wear, like, I haven't worn a sew-in in forever, like, over 3 years. I don't do sew-ins. I like braids. I like natural styles and stuff. And I know I see videos of people saying, you know, do you get approached different when you wear your hair natural versus when you wear your hair, and, you know, in these weaves and stuff, in these lace fronts, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, the fuck. I know people say, like, the lace front braids and the lace front styles are lazy and stuff. But it's good for people who have thin hair, who have really, really soft hair. And, you know, their styles don't last long. Which is my daughter. Her hair is, like, really soft to where her styles do not last longer than a week. And I be trying to figure out, how can I make this little girl's hair last longer than we do? I can't throw no wig on no six-year-old. So, I can see these braided lace fronts, these twist lace fronts, these lock lace fronts for people who don't have hair, or they have alopecia, or they have real thin hair to where the style is not going to look how they want it to because they don't have that much hair on their head. So, because, I mean, it's a protective style at the end of the day. Another thing that I seen was, I have to read it to y'all. Okay, so all right, so because when I was talking about, you know, women need to level up, you know, we got to start not rushing, taking time and stuff. I constantly see this debate about, you know, black women being called gold diggers because they want to date people on their level or above their level, or, you know, they date more than one person because you're still single when you're dating. Unless that person say that y'all are in a relationship, you single. So there's a lot of people that are like, oh, You know, that's why y'all gonna be forever alone with cats. Yeah, I've talked about this plenty of times. So this guy on Twitter, his ad is The Real Dre Poppy. Hey. Top 5 reasons y'all really don't spoil women. Cause now they're talking about people being spoiled. You know, people being spoiled. You know, let me take you on vacation. You know, let me plan this dinner out on you. There's different definitions of spoiled when it comes down to a relationship. And whatever your idea is, that's basically what I'm talking about when it comes to spoiled. So he says, top 5 reasons y'all men really don't spoil women. You broke. You day broke women who can't spoil you back. You broke. You broke. You're an opportunist who likes to leech off of women without benefiting them in any way. Because anytime a girl says, oh, I'm not going to kick it with a dude who can't help me in an emergency. They be like, oh, you a gold digger. Oh, you a prostitute. Why I gotta... Because on Love & Hip Hop New York Reunion, Remy Ma was like, no. She was like, if I can't... I'm not going to fuck with no dude who... I can't even go over his house and wash my ass. Like, I can't call him in an emergency. If something happens to me, I can't call on him to come help me, to come pick me up if I'm stranded. Can you put gas in my car? Because I get paid once a month and something happened with a family member and I had to help him out. That's basically what it means. Like, women... And I love women that are going to... I love women that's constantly going to preach that... That this is what we mean. Versus the whole... Basically, it's a gold digger. Oh, y'all gold diggers, y'all this. Versus, no. We want somebody that we could go to an emergency. I'm not... Like I said... Toxic trait. I'm not going to do for somebody that's not going to do the same for me. If I'm cooking for you, if I'm making sure you got somewhere to lay your head at, making sure you wash your ass, and you can't come give me a rag to wash behind my ears. That's basically what I mean. Effort. So yeah, so that's the current debate that I be seeing a lot about spoiling women and stuff. A lot of these men are bitter. Everybody just need therapy. That's it. Like, what's wrong? Does it relate to your childhood? What is it? And then another tweet is like from A. Dios Mio? What's her at? She said, as soon as I get a chiropractor, dermatologist, psychologist, or nutritionist, personal trainer, and financial advisor, it'll be over for you hoes. Because a bit, we're going to be focused. But I want to end this episode off. Dang, I should have talked about this earlier. But I'm going to end this episode off because a young woman... whose name is Alexis. It was a missing person. It was like, this person is missing from CAU. That's the school she went to. Alexis Crawford is like, she's missing, she's missing, she's missing. And I know a lot of people have been talking about sex trafficking, has been telling girls to keep some type of protection on them, to have somebody to communicate with, you know, be very aware of your surroundings. Listen, we all got an auntie who got a thing or two. You know what I mean? So, you know, ask her, buy one off of her, ask her, can she borrow one? I know I got an auntie, I could go to her right now and get two, because she was in the military, so she got a lot of stuff. So, it was like, she's missing, you know, everybody was like, oh my gosh, what happened, what could happen? Everybody's constantly sharing and constantly looking for her. Come to find out, it was her roommate and her roommate's boyfriend that is the reason why she was missing, because they killed her. And it pisses me off so bad as a mom and as a person that is very quiet when it comes down to situations that I need to report. Because if, listen, because in job settings, I'm like, dang, if I'm afraid to report her, because recently I reported sexual harassment at a job I was at. Everybody started acting funny towards me. If I speak to a dude, all the men at the job would tell this dude, like, stay away from me. She trouble. But the guy that harassed me and tried to hit me with a car, you know, everybody's still chalking it up with him and stuff. And it's like, what? So I'm like, damn, if I get treated like that for reporting sexual harassment, if somebody sexually assaults me and I report it, I could get fucking killed? Like, are you dead? I could get hurt. I could get killed. Oh, no. That's what we're not going to do. We're not going to do that shit. And then the fact that they're so young. So fucking young. Listen, because as a mom, like, to a little girl, like, you could bring your child up. You could bring your child up the best way you can. Your child can follow the right path, have all these goals. And there's just some evil pitneys out here. Some people who just, their environment raised them to be so fucked up to think that certain shit was okay because of a nigga. Two girls lost their life. One girl was killed, and now this other girl, who is only 20, 21, I believe, is about to spend the rest of her life in jail for murder because this nigga was told no and he still continued to fuck with this girl. After she said, leave me the fuck alone. Don't bother me, nigga. And he still continued. And then as a woman, if a woman comes to me and say, hey, you know, I was assaulted by your brother. I was assaulted by your cousin. I was assaulted by your man. I was assaulted by your daddy or whatever. I don't give a fuck how close I am to the person that she's saying this happened to them. I'm gonna have her side because I've been in situations to where I'm telling this person, like, oh, what your friend did to me was fucked up. I didn't like it. I appreciate it. And then this person was like, oh, he likes rough sex. He likes to give it to girls rough. Okay, he likes rough sex, but I did not want the sex at all. Period. I did not want to fuck him. So, I don't give a fuck how this person likes to have sex. No means fucking no. If you're pulling down my pants and I'm pulling my pants back up and I'm trying to get the fuck away and your ass is not listening to me, not respecting that, nigga, that is fucking assault. That's fucking rape. That's the fuck. Just that whole situation, it pissed me off. Like, this shit got me heated. Because, like, this girl was minding her business. And then, on top of that, now this bitch looks stupid as fuck. Your ass is in jail. You and that nigga is in jail now. And then people want to say, like, this is what happens when you try to check the girl instead of checking your nigga. Even though, not to focus on that. But this is why you don't. You got to be your own person. You got to have your own mind and shit in these type of situations. Whoever raised her, they did not teach her how to handle shit. I mean, like I said, you could bring a child up. You know, they're going to still do their own thing. But they still didn't put it out there for her to have her own mind. Then for them to be college kids on top of that as well. On top of that, like, the fuck? Like, nobody taught her to have her own mind. And it's good. I mean, I know some, I don't say it's good, but a lot of people who probably knows the girl that's now in jail or know the guy that's now in jail, they're quiet. They're not saying shit. We haven't heard nothing from their parents, nothing from a brother, cousin, auntie, a friend, or nothing. they're quiet. Because what can you say about the situation? This person that you grew up with, this person that you gave birth to, this person that's your niece, your cousin, they killed somebody because she reported that something happened. She reported that your boyfriend did something to her that she did not want. I don't care. Keep reporting people. If people do wrong, keep reporting people. Keep reporting it, and just keep some protection on you at all time. I don't give a fuck how cool me and the person is. I'ma still keep some protection on me to protect myself. So keep reporting. If something happens, keep reporting it. Keep reporting it. Keep reporting it. Just keep some protection on you for a just in case moment. Especially since this, like I said, so much sex trafficking going on. So all my young girls, keep some protection on you, all right? If you don't feel comfortable in the situation, go report it. Go report it. Go report it. Go remove yourself from it. Go report it. Do what you got to do to protect yourself. Because being out here, you have to be paranoid. Because, shoot, people can snap at any moment. And I feel as though, of course, you know, these TV shows, I feel as though they're going to take this story and try to make a freaking movie or, you know, an episode about this relating to this. But this shit is crazy, man. I'm going to bring the mood back up. All right. I'm burning a candle right now. Let me bring the mood back up. So, yeah, I'm about to go get me a bigger coat. It's cold outside. And thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I have been your host, Aslyn. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. You know, if you like it, tell a friend about it. Maybe they'll like it too. You can follow my main page at @A.LYNNB. And finals are coming up, and I can feel it, like my body. Like, you know how your body will tell you something is wrong. Like, your body will feel something before you do. So finals are coming up, and I'm shaking, and then I'm starting to work more. So I'm just going to have to keep a positive mind and stuff and schedule stuff better so I'm able to finish my last semester. This is my last semester. But thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you later.